And let's hear now from a CEO who says Obamacare forced his hand when it comes to employee benefits. Tim Armstrong, the CEO of tech giant AOL, says the company had to change the way it matches the deposits employees make to their retirement accounts. NPR's Richard Gonzalez has more.
Armstrong told CNBC that company costs due to Obamacare left him with a tough decision.
Do we pass the $7.1 million of Obamacare cost to our employees, or do we try to eat as much of that as possible and cut other benefits?
Beginning next year, AOL will stop depositing matching funds into its employees' 401k plans every pay period. Instead, the company will make one annual lump sum deposit at the beginning of each year. AOL matches up to 3% of an employee's annual salary. The move penalizes employees who stop working at AOL before they receive their annual matching deposit. They could lose thousands of dollars they might otherwise have earned. The move also scales back one key advantage of 401ks, what's known as dollar cost averaging. That means employees, as investors, lose the ability to buy stocks and bonds at regular intervals, thus reducing their risk. The benefits change also comes as AOL announced that its fourth quarter revenues were up 13% from a year earlier. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, San Francisco.